cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place.
If you're looking for groundbreaking nutritional products which revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge, American-made, all-natural wellness brand. Root, the Trinity Pack from GetRootNow.com is a game-changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantum-ceutical, an all-natural, adaptogenic nootropic which skyrockets your clarity and creativity. Professional athletes have reported over a 40% increase in their performance in only 90 days. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health, optimizes your true brain, helping you tap into quantum consciousness, also known as the God Mind, altogether with Clean Slate, which gently wipes out harmful heavy metals from your body, gently evacuating toxins, including graphene oxide. Trinity Pack from Root altogether helps you increase your performance, longevity, deep sleep, and have a far greater quality of life. Register now at GetRootNow.com to grab your Trinity Pack. Then hit subscribe and save to get $15 back every month. Trinity Pack has also received the Gold Standard, a worldwide BSCG approval, allowing those in the military to first responders to the NFL, PGA, NBA, FIFA World Cup Soccer, and more feel assured it is indeed all natural and drug-free. Trinity Pack even comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So when you grab your Trinity at GetRootNow.com, you can feel good knowing it's endorsed by Tier 1 Special Operations Warriors, to lightworkers, benevolent healthcare heroes, professional athletes, and Olympians detoxing their systems and unleashing their greatest self from across the globe. You can also get rewarded for being part of the Root community. See you there!
All right. You just saw Allie, all of your dear souls, really, really important with that Trinity Pack. When you go to GetRootNow.com, add RPS, the reason why, twofold, set it and forget it, threefold, I guess. Subscribe and save savings. You can cancel at any time. Oh, and by the way, March 28th coming up, there's the first of four trips, all expense paid, to Italy, $18,000 US value. Trip for two to Italy for a week, and you get to drive around in a Ferrari. So that is all when you go to GetRootNow.com and you order any one of the supplements. Here's the thing. Even with today all over, we've got the chemtrails. So chelate, get that heavy metal toxins out of your body. Decalcify your pineal gland, right? We have to do it because of what they're continuing to put in the air, even outside of Boeing planes falling out of the sky. And Zero In, here we are, right? Zero In is an all-natural quantum pseudocool, adaptogenic. So you get one of these, awesome, like Limitless Pill, gets you into fun, focus, your flow. But we've got kids, as I've been saying on many of our shows, off Adderall, now leveraging Zero In. So it's 15 times less the cost, a dollar per supplement versus 15 bucks per pill. And it works for up to 14 hours. How great is that? And athletes are increasing their performance. So it's all natural. That's where we are with Sovereign Wellness, where we all have to be. In terms of sovereignty, you're going to see this next clip from my friend I've had a guest on the show, right? We haven't met each other in person as of yet, Kevin Johnson. Let me show you the show that we did. We've done, what, two now thus far. And when we're talking about sovereignty, we're doing the Canada side of the tax sovereignty because of the income tax fraud, which has been perpetrated across all Commonwealth countries, including the USA, right? USA, remember, Americans, you go back to this show and you will see why. I'm going to share the screen right now. You will see why, if you're saying America, 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 it needs to be on the Republic side, not the corporation side, because yeah, laid it all out here for the show on Solitude Sunday. And then it's been suppressed by Rumble. Rumble suppression kicking in. Go figure, right? So we had like 4,000 views within a couple hours. And then boom, it's just for 2 days, you know, tapered off. That suppression has come in. So it's really coming. So go to this one for a deep dive in sovereignty at all levels. This will set it up for the show. Now, when I had Kevin Johnston on just a little over a month ago, remember he is in Costa Rica running. He was running for the mayor of Mississauga in Ontario. But because he was speaking out, here it is, a hunted man right there on the show, a hunted man, Canada Freedom Fighter mayoral candidate Kevin Johnston, with a hit on his head. So he has a province-wide, an Ontario hit on his head to come up and bring truth to light, talking about the Trudeau regime and their terrorist activities, which is a great cue into what he just successfully accomplished. And you get to watch it, listen to it, go through it, whether you're in Canada or the UK or America or whatever Commonwealth country you've been born under, registered under on the birth certificate or a social insurance or security number. Watch this. It's really powerful how he calls the Canada Revenue Agency, like the IRS, like HMRC in the UK and all the others, and they admit they have no power. And you're also going to hear the admission of using intimidations and threats, possibly, as Kevin puts it, attempted murder on people to shake them down, to tell them how much you made, so they can tell you, like, hey, we're going to, for your security, you pay us, we're going to take care of you. But you're actually funding the crimes against humanity, the Wuhan, the CCP labs, the lockdowns, the masks, the policy enforcement officers who are coming after you and threatening and intimidating and throwing, just sovereign people and good families and children in jail or worse, right? So watch it from Kevin. And by the way, if you are in Canada, you can contact him directly, and he is right here to help you out if you're getting these threatening letters, threats of intimidation, and phone calls from the CRA, which, by the way, Canada Revenue Agency has outsourced their call centers to places like India, of all places. Go figure. Enjoy it, dear souls. We will see you on the next Sovereignty Show.
Good afternoon. This is Corey from Canada Revenue Agency. How can I help you?
This is Corey Condensen. Is that correct?
Yes, that's me.
Ah, wonderful. Okay, so here's what happened. I got a letter with your name on it and your phone number on it, but I very foolishly dropped it in the campfire as I was reading it, and it got a little torched here. So I don't have all the information on it here, but I just want to ask a couple of quick questions if I could. Okay, so you have the term officer attached to this in some way. What does officer mean? I don't get it.
It means I've been authorized by the Canada Revenue Agency to for this purview, based on what the letter said, in order to enforce tax law, basically.
Okay, so you're an officer of Canada Revenue Agency,
Correct.
not a police officer.
Not at all.
Not at all. So you're not a law enforcement officer.
No, a tax enforcement officer,
Tax
what
enforcement.
it entails.
Okay.
Right.
Canada Revenue Agency, I'm just trying to figure out what's really going on here. Is it a corporation? Go ahead. Let me hear this.
Canada Revenue Agency is a branch of federal government, of Canadian federal government, that enforces tax, a tax, Income Tax Act, basically. So everyone in Canada over 18 has to pay taxes. So we are the branch that enforces those tax rules. So if there's tax owing to the government, we have to enforce those rules to make sure the money comes in. Ultimately, if there's a tax refund owed to a taxpayer, we are in charge of distributing that GST credit, climate action tax credit, etc.
So you're also the GST office?
We also will, Canada Revenue Agency disperses the GST or goods and sales tax or harmonized sales tax, depending on the province you're in.
Oh, okay.
But if I could ask you a question, sir, if you are, I don't know if this has to do with it, but if you are doubting my credentials, I can give you a phone number and a reference point on the website to verify me if you'd like, if this is about
Well,
you or
yeah, well,
someone you know.
it's about me, but also a member of my family. So I got to make sure I'm talking to somebody
Okay.
real. So yeah, you go ahead. I'm going to
No
write
worries.
that down, but I just have a couple more quick questions here because the letter was pretty
Sure.
scary. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, let me give you the reference. Do you have a pen and paper with you?
I do. Go ahead.
All right, so the phone number, and you can check this on the Canada, or if you go to canada.ca,
Yeah.
that's the federal government website. If you go there and once it asks you English or French, and then you click on where it says taxes, And once you click on that, that will bring you to the federal, the Canada Revenue Agency portion of the federal government website.
Okay.
Once you're there, there's if you scroll down to the bottom, depending on the browser you're looking at, if you click on where it says contact us, it'll give you a phone number for the Canada Revenue Agency General Inquiries line. Okay. I'll give you that phone number as well, and you can verify it later.
Okay.
Phone number is toll-free, 1-800.
Yes.
959.
Yes.
8281. They're open, yeah, Monday to Friday, except for holidays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But if you call, well, in essence, it's for your time zone. But if you're calling from the East Coast, you might route you to the West Coast after 5 o'clock. But in order, the other thing is, you don't have to give me, again, if you're doubting my identity, you want to make sure I'm not a scammer, totally fine, totally within your rights. But in order, if you'd like, I can set a bulletin on your file so that when you contact that phone number that you verify it on the website, I can set a bulletin so it has my name there so you know I work for them.
Okay, let's address that.
If you're interested
yeah,
in that.
I am interested in that. But let's just address a couple of more quick things here. As you just said you enforce tax rules. Is that right. A rule or is that a law? I got to really make sure I understand.
Tax law. Because we have to take people to court for people who dispute tax law as well. So it's the tax law. And you can always find that on, again, the same website, canada.ca, and you can go to justicecanada.ca as well.
Yeah.
And that's where it houses the Income Tax Act. And so, you can read more about Canada Revenue Agency and our purview.
Okay. And if I was going to look you up on Canly, would you be listed as Canada Revenue Agency or something different?
Canada Revenue Agency, it's the federal government department.
I do jail time for not paying tax.
It's possible. It's not like the U.S. The IRS is more hardcore for putting people in prison, but Canada Revenue Agency, our purview, our mandate is to work with taxpayers to make the to get them compliant. So if they're behind in taxes, we'll give them options, tell them all the resources available to them in order to become compliant and file up to date. If they owe taxes, we can work with them to make payment arrangements to pay over a period of time that suits them to make sure they're not in financial hardship or to work it out so it works for both parties. But for egregious tax omission or repeated non-compliance, they may, as a last resort, is what we would do is go through prosecution, take you through the legal system in order to get you to pay tax law. But if that didn't work, they may consider jail time. But that would have to be up to the courts. Wouldn't be up to us.
Okay.
So we do take people to court, though.
So when you say prosecution, you just mean that you're willing to sue people, but you're not going to.
We would.
Go ahead.
We would take them through the legal system. So if we realize either they're not compliant, meaning they're not following up to date, or they actually filed something and they owe money to the government, but they choose not to work with us to pay it, etc. Prosecution means we'll go through the legal system in order to procure those funds or adjust the penalty, depending on what the legal system decides. We would take them to court. The court would decide what the appropriate settlement would be or resolution.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you can't just take my house away. You have to sue me and win. Is that the way that it works?
Well, we can put, again, it's not my department, but I know we can put liens and garnishments on people. So again, if someone's not compliant and not cooperating with us, there are means available to our collections officer. I am not a collections officer. However, there are collections officers who have means at their disposal who they are authorized by the government of Canada to do, such as garnishments against wages, garnishments against property, so they can put a lien on someone's home, basically.
That's one of the
tools available.
Let's cover this then, because you know I've got a house, and mm-hmm. I guess I'm behind on my taxes, otherwise you wouldn't be sending me threatening letters. So you can put a lien on my house, but you can't just take it from me unless you sue me and win, and then pull me into a discovery, and then you can ask a judge to take the house. Is that how it works?
I'm not saying that. No, again, I am not a collections officer, but I'm saying there are tools in their disposal where they can put liens on people on someone's home. So in essence, I believe they can take your home. What the process is to do it, only if, again, repeated non-compliance, if we try to work with the person, they choose not to for whatever reason is, and that would not be the first resort they would jump to. As to the process, what the process would take, you would have to ask the collections officer about that.
Okay.
Question is, do you currently owe the government of Canada any money for taxes at all, sir?
Well, generally speaking, here's what I saw on the piece of paper I dropped in the fire. It said 70, comma. So I assume that means 70,000. But the wording says that your records show, but my records don't show that. So when you are using that phraseology that your records show, how could you determine that if I haven't done my taxes for last year yet? I'm really confused.
Well, it's hard to determine if you put the letter into the file, because it would have just explained the years that's in question, etc. But you don't know. You sure have to do with last year's taxes for 2022 or 2023.
I have to apologize profusely. Again, the way that thing was dropped in the fire, I had to kick it with my feet and get the thing back out. So there's a lot missing on this piece of paper. Okay. But your name is there, your phone number's there, and it says that your records show that I owe money. And there's part of a threat. I don't see the whole threat.
Here's the thing. So without, again, I have to go through security protocol before I say everything about me. However, if there was a letter with my name saying that you owed money, I don't think that's the case, because I am not a collections officer. I'm not someone who would tell you you owed money. That would be a collections officer. I can't say I am not a collections officer. So are you sure of what you had read to that point, sir?
Yeah, I don't have the piece of paper with me.
None of my letters.
Yeah, your name was on it.
None of my letters say you owe. Yeah, none of my letters say you owe money, basically.
If you're not a collections officer, then why were you contacting me, out of curiosity?
I would be contacting you, again, before I just can disclose that, because normally the procedure is someone reads the letter, that the type of letters I have sent, again, does not say, here's the dollar amount we think you owe. None of my letters would say that. But the department I work for, someone contacts me from the letter. We go through security protocol so I can say which department I work for. Because if I tell you which department I work for, and if you're not the person I was looking for, you would know that they were, what their situation is in their taxes, right? So that might have to be a little bit ambiguous to you, unless you go through security. But again, you don't trust me, because the scammers are there, and everyone's fully within their rights just to make sure they're not dealing with a scammer, of course. But I cannot say my department without first going through security, because if I told you what department I work for, you would know, because if you're not that person that I was trying to contact, you would know what their tax situation is, and that's a privacy violation.
Well, out of curiosity, why would you be contacting me? What exactly is it that you're trying to achieve?
Well, I'm trying to gain some form of compliance. So, generally speaking, again, without looking at your file and not giving away anything about the tax we're trying to reach, there is something tax-related that we're trying to contact you, or whoever the letter was about.
Okay.
It is about compliance with taxes, though, I see. In general. Okay.
So, in general, Canada Revenue Agency says I owe money. Letters go out to try to scare me, I guess. So I call you to figure this out, and you've just confirmed for me that the odds of me going to prison are just about zero. That's what it sounds like with you. You'd much rather, your institution would much rather muscle me into making monthly payments than putting me in jail, because that costs the government money. Is that pretty much what I summarized here? Is that correct?
I can't, again, I'm not a collections officer, so I can't perfectly, but generally speaking, we try and work with people so we don't, you'd rather not put them in prison or prosecute them rather than trying to work with them. If there's money actually finalized to be owed to the government, yes, we would like to work with the person so that everything is filed up to date, paid up to date. If they can't pay it in full, we work with them to make arrangements, etc. And if barring all of that, if there's no cooperation or evasiveness, they may consider the more harsh things, generally speaking. But again,
generally, okay.
Collections officer, yeah, if you owed money to the government, there would have probably been a collections officer who would have reached out to whoever owed the money in order to kind of work with them. But has that been the case with you? Or?
Well, I got a lot of phone
okay.
calls, and yours is the only name that I have out of everything. Yeah, which is bizarre. So, because it sounds to me like this might be the wrong letter to the wrong guy. but my name's on it. So that's kind of a problem. Now check this out. Check this out. I just want to ask you a question here. The business that I was running was literally just pressing t-shirts, but you tell me in this letter here that, I have to worry about section 75, subsection 1, 2, and 5 of the Air Travelers Security Charge Act. Now, what does that have to do with t-shirts? And maybe you could answer, was that just a way of throwing law numbers at me to intimidate me?
I have no idea, because again, I can't say I'm privy to every single within the Income Tax Act. I am a specialist of a certain area of that, but I am not familiar with any of those acts, so I cannot say definitively yes or no, because I am unaware of them.
Okay.
I'm ignorant of those acts.
So when the letter says that if you don't pay us or respond to the letter, you might, you may take my stuff. Does that mean you will take my stuff, or you'll just possibly think about it?
Again, I'm just giving the generalities. Again, the person to speak to would be a collections officer, because they've been given the authority to do those kind of things, and I am not a collections officer. So when they say may, I can only interpret it like it's not a guarantee that they will, but it's also not a guarantee that they won't, right?
Yeah, so it sounds to me like maybe with all the threats that I remember seeing on the sheet before it got burned, it sounds to me like the person was really trying to terrify me, which, as far as I understand, is a violation of Section 423 of the Criminal Code, which is intimidation, and that's a 5-year penalty upon conviction. So I'm just wondering why there has to be threatening language in these letters in the first place, because, you know, there's a lot of people that cry when they see these things. They're terrified. And I think that that's what you're trying to do. Maybe you could tell me something different.
Well, again, subjective, of course, different people handle different things differently, obviously. But what I can say is they have to be transparent as to what the options are. So if they're trying to work with them, like, I don't know if this is your situation or not, or whoever's named in the letter, whatever the case.
Oh, it's mine.
If it's yours, if they're trying to get in contact with you so that they can work with you, right, in order to set up arrangements, see what's really happening, what's the reason that you owe, if you owe. There's a lot of variables that I'm just going off of here, but if one of the things is they're trying to reach you in order to work out some kind of arrangement, or just to make sure you're up to date, or just to give you all of your options, great. But if they, barring all that, if they try all that, then they have to let you know, here are all the things that may happen, right?
May.
So
not necessarily will, but may. So, okay, here's the thing. My sister, all right, she almost went into a panic attack because of one of the letters, not your name, but someone else's name. And they said that she owed $6,000 and that they may take her house and garnish her wages and the whole nine yards. So I think what happened there is whoever this guy was that sent the letter got the reaction he was looking for. You sent somebody with bad nerves to the floor shaking, which to me is attempted murder, if you want the truth. And we're now supposed to do what? Respect what you do and just cut you a check? Or should we call legal counsel or the police? I mean, maybe you could guide me a bit more here. It just seems like that was the intent. Go ahead.
Okay, well, again, you do have all those options you mentioned in front of you. You can definitely take the government to court if this was what pertained to them. The language of the letter, if you think was threatening, intimidating, what have you, all of that is subjective, vastly interpreted, and I'm not here to tell you different or anything like that. But again, one of the things we have to do is tell people, hey, if someone's being evasive, if someone's being non-compliant, if non-cooperative, we have to let them know at least, hey, we're trying to work with you, but if you don't, here's what may happen. Because if it does happen, we can't be the ones to say, or it's not, we're not allowed to say, well, we didn't tell you, right?
Gotcha.
We have to make sure everyone's aware.
Yeah. I understand. So when you say that I have to pay you money or reply to your letter, so long as I reply to your letter, then I don't have to pay you money until we resolve this through a number of dialogues, either on the phone or in writing. Is that correct? Because that makes me feel better. Go ahead.
Well, it depends, again, on your situation. Like, for example, I have so many questions. Without looking at your file, do you owe because of taxes you filed, or do you owe because of taxes you haven't filed? Was there some kind of omission that was done? Was it uncovered income that wasn't in it? There's so many questions. So I cannot give you a definitive answer to say, here's your situation, without knowing you and your situation.
All right. That's a fair statement. Say, here's how it is. That is a fair statement that you just made. But so if I had a job, that's considered income. If I, let's say I scored big time in crypto, that would be income. If I rented out my basement, that's income. If I rented my car to a friend of mine, that's income. And I don't know, like if I have gold bars and they go up in value, does the appreciated value also count as income? And I think what you're trying to say here is that all you want is to know how much I've made, so that you can make an assessment and then tell me what you want me to give you. Is that right?
Let me see if I can paraphrase that in different terms. We would like everyone to file their tax return and declare all the credits and all the deductions and such that they would claim, all their taxable income. And then however it works out, whether the government owes you a tax refund, or if you owe the government money from income, taxable income earned, then we can make payment arrangements if you can't pay in full and entirely, basically.
Okay.
But yes, we'd like everyone to file their taxes, and whatever the results of those taxes are, either pay or make an arrangement with us, or take the tax refunds, having how it shapes up.
So you use the word, okay, you use the word that you would like people to do this. So I'll ask you this question. If I just don't feel like spending time and money on going through my earnings, and I just sign the form that you issue with the year on it and my social insurance number and mail that to you with no numbers, that's still considered you having received my tax return. Is that right?
I don't believe so. So to be clear, so a paper that's not a tax So there's a lot of ways to send a tax return in. So there's online, if you have like free net file software, there's paid software that's CRA certified. You can file electronically or through mail, basically. Or even depending if you have a simple tax return, you can file through the telefile where you do it through the phone, type in numbers and that kind of thing. So
okay.
Those are three ways to send in tax returns.
But here's the thing. This is the big one now. Who's paying me for that time to do that? That's where I have a problem here. Who's paying me for that time to do that job for you?
Well, as a being, well, again, I'm not knowing you. So assuming, are you either a permanent resident, deemed resident, or Canadian citizen, it's all Canadians' duty to file taxes over, well, if they're over 18 years of age, with taxable income. So it's not a job. It's sort of a requirement of all of those things. Being resident, permanent resident, Canadian citizen.
Has there ever been a time, though?
Have to file.
Okay. Has there ever been a time, though, where Canada Revenue Agency was sued and lost because people simply did not want to use their time to do that work for you?
Not that I am ignorant of every single person who may have filed a court injunction against Canada Revenue Agency. My thing is, they probably lost. If you want to see all the judgments there is on the justicecanada.ca website, you can actually take a look at court proceedings that's happened with any branch of Canada, of the federal government, whether Service Canada, Canada Revenue Agency, Immigration, etc., etc. But Justice Canada would have like court rulings and seeing the results and such, or you can even look at them online, like Google it or whatever the case. But if this is tax law and someone says, I don't want to take time out of my day to file taxes each year, whatever the case is, I can't be knowledgeable of all the court cases, but I'm willing to say that they probably lost if that was it, if they looked to be paid for to file the tax return, basically.
Right, because, you know, even the government cannot force you into indentured servitude, at least not yet. And to ask me to do anything other than what I would normally do with my day and stress out and have to spend money on an accountant that you're not paying me for,
Accounting, depending on your tax return, you might not need to hire an accountant. So if you weren't knowledgeable of tax rules and such like that, there's guides, free guides we would send you for free. In addition to, depending on the complexity of your tax return, we offer free programs you can download from us for free to do your taxes and submit them to us. So if you want to go to an accountant, that would be an option, but it's not mandatory to go to an accountant, though.
Okay.
But so, it's mandatory filing a tax return. How you do it, that is optional.
Gotcha. All right. So is there a line then on the tax form? Because you've got something crazy like 40,000 lines to fill up. Is there a line on there where I could actually deduct at, let's say, $300 per hour, my time to have filled that form out in the first place and have that used as a write-off against my income?
A tax deduction for filing your tax return, not that I'm aware of. Are you a professional tax filer?
No, I'm just a guy that doesn't want to give his time away for free. That's all.
I guess.
I'd like to be paid.
It depends if you get a tax refund, that's sort of a way of doing that, right?
Basically,
I don't believe we don't pay Canadians to do their obligation of filing tax returns, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, out of curiosity also, though, where's the contract that I signed that says I have to do any of this? Yeah, that's the other thing I'm trying to figure out. Where I have never signed an agreement saying that I want to do this.
Yep. So as mentioned before, deemed resident, permanent resident, or Canadian citizen, you can go to Canada.ca or even Google it or Bing, whatever browser you have, and say, why do I have to pay Canadian taxes? A lot of resources to say why there's an agreement, basically, in order for everyone to file their taxes. Now, would you consider yourself a tax protester, sir?
No, I just consider myself a guy that doesn't like to give his time away for free. That's all. It's a matter of...
You like to be paid to do the taxes. I understand.
I like to be paid to do everything. Yeah. I even told my ex-wife, she's got to pay me to do dishes. That's just how that works. I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. You know? There are better things I could be doing with my time. Okay, so here's what I'll do then. I will fill out my personal income tax return, and I'm not going to be greedy. I will only bill you 2 hours, and I will put a $600 deduction in there. What line on the form could I put that in and have it be taken seriously?
I am not aware of such a line for tax preparation. Sure. There are expenses for like business owners and things like that, for business expenses, meal expenses, that kind of thing. Conditions of employment, that'd be a T-22-100. There'd be a conditions of, well, depending, are you self-employed or an employee, or depending on the situation, though?
A little bit of everything.
Generally speaking, if you're an employee, you'll need what's called a T-22-100, or otherwise known as conditions of employment. Or if you're self-employed, a business owner, it'll be a T-21-25 form, yeah, in which you would declare expenses. You would send that in with the tax return, and then everyone who sends the tax return, we validate it, and then we send you a letter indicating if we need more information or if it's disallowed.
Okay. You got my gears turning here. So if I'm going to be a small business owner and I want to use the second form you just mentioned there, then what I could do is actually bill my time to Canada Revenue Agency to the tune of $10,000 and submit that as one of my expenses. But I would also do you the courtesy of using registered mail to send you an invoice for my time for that. Boom, I got it. How does that sound?
Fine. Can't say it will be allowed, but you can definitely claim for it, sir.
That'll be all right. Okay, I'm going to talk to a lawyer and see if I can do that. I probably can. And I think what'll have to happen is you guys would have to spot that and then later on demand that I cooperate with an audit in some way, right?
There's a lot of ways it can go, but like I said, people could claim a lot of things as far as deductions or expenses. Doesn't mean we allow them, but you can definitely make the attempt.
Okay. Well, I won't. I promise I won't do pet food, but I'm certainly going to bill for my time.
Okay.
How does that sound? Okay.
I have no opinion on the matter. I'm just telling you my experience. And I'm assuming you don't want to go through security so I can look at your file and give you more definitive answers.
No, you've kind of answered my questions. Okay. I think the value that was like, it was $70,000 or something like that. What I'll do is I will wait for the next letter to come in, and then I'm going to react to that one. And I'll probably bill my time at $300 an hour to read it and reply to it. I think I could probably get that done in 1 hour. So don't expect to bill for anything more than $300 on that one. But thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate this.
All the best to you, sir. Best of luck.
Have a great day. All right, you too. Bye now. Okay. I was not expecting. I really wasn't expecting to get that many answers out of the guy, because typically when I call those people, they either dodge questions or they don't speak English. So it sounds to me like this is the first Canada Revenue Agency employee actually born in Canada or somewhere outside of Quebec that does not speak in French Canadian accent, and you don't understand what they are saying, eh? Yeah. Interesting. So why not? You heard him say that you can add the expense of billing Canada Revenue Agency for your time. They may not accept it. Remember, he said may not. They may not accept it, but $50 says they do, because it's an invoice. You're invoicing them for your time. I am going to pursue that one, of course, with the lawyers that I work with, and I'll do a follow-up video at some point in the future. But there you have, everybody. Does that sound like somebody who can kill you, take your house away, take your kids away, steal everything you own? Or does that sound like someone who just follows a script at Canada Revenue Agency? So I'm going to encourage all of you, don't panic when you get these letters from Canada Revenue Agency. Contact me immediately. We as a team will deal with them and put your mind at rest. KevinJJohnston.me.
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our Blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.